Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:40 London summer time. That was a pretty big move against Indonesia this morning, on the back of that earthquake that killed 1,000 people. The JCI fell for the third straight day and is currently sitting at 1,070. There's a bit of a tail on it, so it did recover towards the end of trading. But that is really looking like a fairly significant reaction in against the overall trend at the moment. Not a bigger reaction than the one we saw at the beginning of December, but definitely coming down faster. It's come down in 4 days what it took in December, nearly 10 days to do. So that's just another one of these stock markets that is really having quite a stiff reaction. Some of these other ones, for example, you'll see the charts that I posted on the comment of the day, Australia and New Zealand. These are really quite worrying. New Zealand has posted some pretty significant downward moves over the last 10 days or so. It went from a high of 1060 to nearly, well, 990 at the close yesterday, and it's pretty much broken through all sort of lateral support on the way down. So, what's a leader on the upside is quite often a leader on the downside. So the chances are that that's just another signal that we're really into the end game, and especially in these European stock markets, if the highs that we saw in the last month weren't the last highs, they were almost certainly the penultimate highs. Today, the European markets opened down, but most of them have pretty much closed on the upside. That's with a fairly strong open on the US. At the moment, the Dow is up 12 at 10,497. The S&P is up 1.6 at 1175, and the Nasdaq is up 1 at 1993. The European markets are just more or less all up less than a tenth of a percent, so more or less flat on the day. The Nikkei, on the other hand, really had a fairly big down day. It was down 1.63%. It was down 192 points at 11,599. We had sort of been looking at the second section because that had this most fantastic uptrend, and that has had a fairly significant reaction over the Easter holidays, so we wouldn't have seen that. I think we were really expecting a sort of an oh my God ending where there was going to be this huge downward dynamic or a key reversal. We haven't had that. It had a down day on Friday. Yesterday it was up a little bit, and today it was down a bit. It was down 20. So it is down. It's definitely a something of a reversal, but it's not the kind of reversal that's a very clear signal to tell us that it's really all over. The reaction isn't really very much bigger than the one we saw in February. So this could be a pause for breath, and what we'd really be looking to see is some support kicking in at 3,600. So just looking then, just moving across to the yen, because the yen has really been weakening against the dollar, and this is for the something like the ninth straight day. The yen is currently sitting at 107 and a half. That's quite a good upward move, and there was quite a good dynamic yesterday. So this is feeding into the dollar rally, and I think really the yen is probably the weakest of the currencies against the dollar at the moment. The dollar index is down a little bit today. It's at 84.40, and I guess it's really running into just a little bit of sideways resistance ahead of or before coming up to the highs or the beginning of February highs. We'll see if it breaks through those. Chances are it's probably just going to mess around trading in a range between 80 and 85 for the next couple of months. But we'll definitely see there. There hasn't been any really big moves on the currencies today. The euro on Thursday went through 130, which should have given it a little bit of support and failed to do so. It's currently sitting at 129.13, sorry, 129.13, up just marginally on the day. So again, that's more or less trading in a range, and it wouldn't be beyond the bounds possibility at all for the euro to go to 127.50, might even go to 125. We'll have to see what it's doing, but it's they definitely the bias at the moment is on the downside. Just a couple of the other stock markets. There was the I know that a lot of people are looking at Thailand, and Thailand is continuing to look weak. It closed under 680 last night, and that had been the high that had posted some resistance on the way up back in September and October. Went through that resistance in December and came back down below that what should have been support yesterday. It would need to ra really want to rally from here, or the next sort of support is quite a bit underneath the market. So we'll see what's happening with Thailand. But of course, the thing is that the lower it gets, the cheaper it's going to be, and the better the buy is going to be in the longer term. Again, I suppose getting back to the Japan story, the JGBs have really posted quite a bit of a resurgence in the last month. All the way through March, they've rallied, nicely and quietly. Completely slipped under my radar screen. I hadn't noticed them until today, but the JGBs are up at 139 again, back from 137 right at the beginning of the month, and that's pretty much out of character with all the other bond markets around the world. The U.S. Treasuries, the 30-year bonds, they're at 110.02 at the moment, so definitely finding a little bit of support in this sort of 110 area, which was the bottom of the range back in December and in September. So there's every chance that we could see a short-term rally off the lows on the treasuries, because they are pretty much short-term oversold. On the other hand, if they kind of mess around here at the bottom around 110 for another week or so, this could be a prelude to a further downward move in the overall top formation. But again, that's it's pretty much a wait and see. Oil is currently sitting at 53.95, hasn't done much at all today, and natural gas has been pretty volatile. It's up 0.108 at the moment, currently sitting at 7.34. So that's really posted a couple of nice days over Easter, when it really had looked fairly toppy last week. It found support at 7 on the front month, and it's looking like it's putting in a little bit more support in there today. So that's looking quite good, because it had done quite a lot on the upside for this contract. You'll see the backwardation charts that I posted on the website, and I think the most interesting of them is probably heating oil or gasoline. The gasoline one is interesting because when you look at it, you can see that on the white line, the backwardation chart, it's very cyclical, and at this time of the year, you can see that usually it moves from a fairly stiff contango into a backwardation as we sort of head into April and May. That's, I presume, going into I'm going into actually I don't know, because I mean I presume that in the driving season you'd want more oil. There should be a shortage of it, but that usually results in quite higher prices. The anomaly this year is that prices have remained elevated even when we were in quite a big contango. So that's really telling us that the markets are that there's not only supply issues, but that the markets are also jittery, and there's a lot of speculation in the market, which could push prices quite a bit higher. That's pretty much it on the on the markets. The gold price is pretty steady, along with silver and the precious metals. A couple of the industrial metals are down, but really not an awful lot. There's not really a great story there. And the soft commodities are holding up. I suppose the soft commodity of note would be cotton, which had two good days over the last couple of days, and it's pretty steady today. I just want to say a quick word about the chart library, which you'll have noticed we've added really an awful lot of new charts, and we do have some time scheduled with our programmers to give us some ratio charts and overlay charts, so we'll be able to create a lot more interesting charts, and they'll be up there permanently for the subscriber base. With a view to that, and of course this isn't going to happen overnight, it'll probably be in the next couple of months that we'll be able to get everything really up and running and get it looking nice. But if there are any charts that you want us to consider creating, or you're really having a good look at how we might do them, just drop me an email and we'll do our best to see what, or we'll do our best to make them for you. And thank you very much for listening, and I look forward to a couple of more audios over the end of the week, or through to the end of the week. Thanks very much.